Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Okay, Nicole, you're on The Voice Disguiser. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay. So you found some car payments to a car that's not the family's.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a couple days ago, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say that I don't know anything about the finances in my family.
Okay.
You know, I have a job, my husband works, I get my check, I know what taxes are taken out and stuff like that, but as far as the bill paying and our statements and our investments and stuff like that, and we're not, you know, I mean, when I say investments, we're not wealthy by any stretch of the imagination, but he does everything, and we've been married for 8 years, and it's always been like that, and I have no problem with it. You know, I get my money when I want money. I've never, you know, I'm able to do whatever. We talk about things, but he just basically does all of the bill keeping. And I don't know, a couple days ago, about around Thanksgiving, I was thinking about the fact that I don't know what's going on, and I just had some time the other day, and I went online, and he's got all the passwords to, like, all the different accounts in a book.
So you went nosing around in your own finances.
I did. And anyway, I'm looking through stuff, and I saw this payment for, like, $500 for and it's a car payment, and I only know it's a car payment because it said something like some kind of Honda thing. And what freaked me out is that we don't have a new car. I have a car. He's got a car. I've got, like, they're both 2 years old. It's like Ford and Toyota cars, and we paid them off. And I'm kind of freaking out a little bit. I haven't said anything to him.
Does anybody in his small circle have a new car?
No, and, like, I was thinking about family, his friends, and then, I don't know, I was thinking maybe it could be, like, a Christmas present or something, but it's literally been for almost a year.
He's been paying this money.
Oh. Huh. That would shake you up a little bit. So what are you really thinking is going on? What's your worst fear?
Well, my worst fear is it's someone that I don't know, and that's... I've trust my husband completely, and we don't have any problems, no issues, no nothing. And, you know, I told a dear girlfriend of mine, she was like, well, do you think it's, you know, he's paying for someone's car, like, you know, like another woman? And I didn't, that doesn't even cross my mind.
404-741-Q100.
Now, were either of you married previously?
No.
Before that? Okay, before we each other. And then what about children? You guys have children, or did he have children from a previous relationship?
No, no children, and he doesn't have children from a previous relationship or anything. No. No.
You know, I'm just trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and just throwing
Could
a whole
be
bunch
of... Could it be one of his parents' cars or one of your parents' cars?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, everybody's fine. We've all got our own cars. No, it's never an issue. It never comes up. I just can't really, I'm like, really, you know, I just don't know who it could be. And I haven't said anything to him because I don't know. I guess, I don't know.
This is going to be the weekend? This will be the weekend you say something to him?
Yeah, I kind of want to. I mean, I've been busy, he's been busy, and literally he's been traveling, so he gets back tonight. And, you know, we've talked on the phone a couple times, but I just want to talk to him this weekend, but I just don't know what to say.
It's amazing how many things that you can consider busy work when you really don't want to have a conversation.
Yeah.
I got
to
eat.
She wants to have that conversation in person, mm-hmm. not over the phone,
yeah.
right?
No, yeah, no, I didn't want to say anything to him over the phone. I couldn't. You know, I want to see him, and, you know, but I'm kind of... I don't know, I'm freaking out a little bit.
From time to time you hear this, and it always, always surprises me that, like, when a guy has another apartment that he's got a girlfriend in that the wife had no idea, or is buying cars. I think, like, in the Steve McNair case, he had apartments and he had cars for another woman, mm-hmm. and the wife never had any idea whatsoever, you know?
But I still want to hope that's not the case
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
What would it... How did you say how much the payments...
It's like $502.
$502.
So and that's a lot of money.
It's a nice
you know,
car.
It's a lot of money, and that's not a cheap car, right?
Like, is it?
Does it not explain? Does the what you're looking at? It doesn't show where the payments are going to, or what car it is.
You know, I don't have it in front of me now, but it was a. It said something about Honda, so it's like a Honda
I don't
car.
Have a Honda. Okay.
Good morning, Rachel. You're on Q100.
Yeah, I was just wondering if. Because Honda sells things other than cars, is she sure that it's not like an ATV or, you know, anything like that? Because, yeah, that's a kind of an expensive payment, but if he only financed it for like 2 years, then his payment could be $500.
Does any of that ring true with you?
Not really, no.
Do they do like, Honda does like motorcycles and stuff
it doesn't
too,
even,
right?
Mm-hmm. I'm almost wondering if Honda has a finance. Like you can finance, maybe, I don't know, anymore, but like there was a time where you could finance things through General Electric. Like
right,
General
yeah,
Electric
like,
had
yeah,
a finance
yeah.
arm, mm-hmm. so you could. So I'm wondering if like Honda has a finance arm, so he could have taken a loan out on the house to pay
yeah.
for some renovations, and it's through Honda Finance Company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If your name's on the account, it might be worth a phone call to the bank to find out what indeed that's going for before you
yeah.
pull him into it.
Yeah, I think that's what my...
Yeah, I didn't think about that, yeah.
Yeah, I think others were calling up, but they see the same advice on that. Hey, Laura, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
Having been both a mistress and having been someone cheated on, she needs to get a detective if she's been in this marriage for 8 years before he has a reason or a way to get himself out of it by just saying, oh, it's this, oh, it's that. She needs knowledge to go forth in this, and I really... hate to think the worst-case scenario, but having heard everything right now, I don't see how it's any other way. And if you approach him with the true, you know, truth in front of, you know, on a piece of paper in front of him, he can't say anything.
Laura, was the husband that you were dating, was he paying for anything for you, like an apartment? Or
he offered 1,000 times over to do this, and I kept saying no. I just, the guilt got to me. I got out of it. I couldn't deal with it.
How was he planning on hiding that from his wife? Were they so rich that she would have
Men lose their mind, and it doesn't matter. My ex-boyfriend got caught after he got married. We had continued talking just as friends because we actually had a business together at one point. And he fell in love with this new girl and went crazy. And I kept warning him he better stop. And yeah, he got caught. But he was doing all kinds of stuff for her. And I'm like, you've got kids at home. I got mad at him, actually. So it's just one of those, men lose their mind, they fall in love. And I don't want this for her. I want it to be something ridiculously obvious that it's not. But she needs to, if she's got kids, she needs to be protected
but
from this. And
she doesn't have kids.
Do you
but getting
see,
a detective, well, and if she can't afford it, could you guys ask a detective?
Well, hold on. Before we get so far ahead of it, isn't it worth, it's 9 o'clock, the bank's open, isn't it worth her getting on?
She may not be able to obtain that information because she won't be the person on the account.
Yeah, her name's on the account.
Okay, well.
I mean, you're telling her to run out and get a detective
no,
because
I know,
this
I'm
happened
saying,
to you, but if I'm her husband.
Ultimately,
and
if she still, no, I understand that.
But you're saying ultimately because this is what you did and what happened
no,
to you.
No, I know it from both ends.
Right, and so
men will make excuses for everything. If you talk to her on Monday.
But I'm telling you from the guy's point. I hear what you're saying, mm-hmm. but from the guy's point of view, if there's something in my bank account that Jessica can't explain, and she looks at it once and hires a private detective. That's a bigger problem.
She needs to call the bank before the
yes.
bank. Yeah, I agree with you, Jeff. She needs to call the bank first.
Call the bank, and somebody did send a text message and says it is possible that Honda does other financing because when somebody got their car or something, they have like a Honda card.
And benefit of the doubt, you know, like he knows, because you admitted you don't know anything about the finances at the home, and he knows that, and he knows you have not been invested or cared about that. So saying he's doing something completely innocent, if he was to get financing for something, why would he come to you and tell you? Because it's not like you've been involved in the finances up to this point, right?
Right. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So most are calling saying you need to do some research before you go ahead and hire a detective.
Yeah, call the bank.
Especially because you have no reason to think he'd be unfaithful to
right.
you. You know, no, you don't want to.
No, and that's the thing. I mean, that's something way back in the back of my head. But, I mean, I could call the bank. And even if I were to approach him with it, I really think, like, in listening to this, like, the detective thing is so way out there. I could never do that.
Yeah. Well, you're one we need to check back with on Monday to find out how it all panned out. So call the bank today, and let's find out what happened with you on Monday, okay?
Okay, I will.
Can you imagine if Stacey found one thing in your world, Bert, and immediately called a private detective?
No, right? You'd be like... Well, the only way you would do that is if you had some evidence in your head piled up that this was just one thing of a whole bunch of other things.
And it didn't cross her mind until her friend said it.
Right.
You know?
All right, so we'll check back with her on Monday morning.
The Bert Show.